Chapter 21. That the prison was for criminals who had been tried and sentenced by the law, and could not be made available for any such fanciful purposes. He was exhorted to abstain from intoxicating drinks, as he surely might if he would, and received other very good advice, with which he retired, exceedingly dissatisfied with the result of his application. He came again, and again, and again, and was so very earnest and importunate, that at last they took counsel together, and said, "He will certainly qualify himself for admission, if we reject him any more. Let us shut him up. He will soon be glad to go away, and then we shall get rid of him." So they made him sign a statement which would prevent his ever sustaining an action for false imprisonment, to the effect that his incarceration was voluntary, and of his own seeking. They requested him to take notice that the officer in attendance had orders to release him at any hour of the day or night, when he might knock upon his door for that purpose, but desired him to understand that once going out, he would not be admitted any more. These conditions agreed upon, and he still remaining in the same mind, he was conducted to the prison, and shut up in one of the cells. In this cell, the man, who had not the firmness to leave a glass of liquor standing untasted on a table before him in this cell, in solitary confinement, and working every day at his trade of shoemaking, this man remained nearly 2 years. His health beginning to fail at the expiration of that time, the surgeon recommended that he should work occasionally in the garden, and as he liked the notion very much, he went about this new occupation with great cheerfulness. He was digging here, one summer day, very industriously, when the wicket in the outer gate chanced to be left open, showing, beyond, the well-remembered moldy road and sunburnt fields. The way was as free to him as to any man living, but he no sooner raised his head and caught sight of it, all shining in the light, than, with the involuntary instinct of a prisoner, he cast away his spade, scampered off as fast as his legs would carry him, and never once looked back. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.